Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
We have been asking you, if that's the sound, what is the story? Well, she's not lying on the cold hard ground exactly, but she is now in the surrounds of Dublin. Miss Taylor Swift, she has arrived in waxwork form. So the National Wax Museum Plus is the name of this building. It's in Dublin City Centre, and Taylor Swift is the latest addition to it. Now, there is some commentary on social media as to whether Taylor Swift in waxwork form looks like Taylor Swift does in real life. So from what I've seen, she is wearing kind of a jewel encrusted top. She's carrying a guitar. It's more the facial features, Leah, that people are questioning.
Yeah, it doesn't very much look like her. It resembles her, I have to say. But for something that cost 40 grand, I don't think they've done Taylor Swift any justice. And there has been a lot of commentary online, people saying that she should be called Trailer Swift.
Oh, no.
It is more like Timu Taylor.
Like, harsh, so harsh. The thing is, though, we love having a bit of fun with puns on the show.
Especially in the last few weeks, we've been going crazy for puns.
Yeah, we've done sleep-based ones like Bed Sheeran. And today, we want to have a go at, okay, this is wordy, puns for bad waxworks of celebrities. Right, so let's, okay, like Leah said, we have Taylor Swift to start us off with, Trailer Swift.
Or Timu Taylor.
I would suggest Leonardo DiCaprio.
Brilliant,
for
yes.
For a waxwork that does not look like the A-list actor. Poo too, instead of you too.
Yes, we love an Irish edition.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Justin Timber fake.
Brilliant.
Okay.
It fits in with the waxwork. What about Kevin Hart, the comedian?
Yeah.
Kevin Fart.
I mean, childish, but absolutely
so childish.
So what are you thinking? Could you give us the best pun for bad waxworks of celebrities? Ones that do not look like anything. Can you top Leonardo DiCaprio, Justin Timberfake or Kevin Fart? That is your challenge for today. Aoife is in with kind of similar to Leonardo DiCaprio, but she's gone for Lewis Crapaldi.
Brilliant. Shane has also been in touch.
Hey guys, what about On Post Malone? Shane here from Kildare, but stuck in Westmeath.
Okay, Shane, I love it. Can I make a slight suggestion for a change? If we were going to go with a bad Post Malone waxwork, how about Post Malogian?
Brilliant. Thank you, Fionnuala. Fionnuala is exceptional at coming up with these puns, but as are our listeners, because plenty of you have been getting in touch on WhatsApp to 087 112 107, including Ollie in Westport, who's given us one for Ray.
Okay, yeah.
Simple. How about Nay?
Oh, yeah, okay, I love it. It's to the point. Sophie has come in with, she's gone to the political side of things, Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
It's not working. Or on the sports side of things, no Salah. I think Mo Salah has his own waxwork, so no Salah works very, very well.
The simple ones do just work, including one I have for Brad Pitt from Lorna. Bad Pitt.
I love that Lorna was really conscious of what we can and can't say on air, because
that second name could have been changed.
That could have been changed. Yeah, it could have worked. But Lorna, thank you very much. We could also have Bradley Cooper.
Brilliant.
Bradley Cooper. But I think, could we crown our winner at this stage?
We definitely can.
Okay.
Shauna in Leitrim has a brilliant one for Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Shauna, yes. Okay, Shauna, you go top of the leaderboard for the puns for bad waxworks of celebs. Kim Kardashian, can you beat it? So we're going to do our top three, because honestly, they have been so, so good. So particularly in the Irish one. Sorry, do you know what? I'm bumping up to a top five, Leah. I'm going with it. Okay, because Dan in Leitrim, he's competing with Shauna here. What about Ridiculous Cage for Nicolas Cage?
Good one, Dan. What are they teaching you in Leitrim in primary school that you come up with these great puns?
Then Fiona decides that she's going to go Irish specific. Father Ted does have a statue in, or waxwork in the National Wax Museum. Father Turd goes in at number four. Andrew comes in, then we're giving him third position with Harry Styles, which I do enjoy.
Yes, I enjoy it.
Kim Kardashian, I'm sorry, Shauna, you are getting bumped into second, because Katie and Jessica in Cavan came in with our new favourite. Instead of kneecap, they gave us knee crap.
Brilliant. Yes. And they're Irish. It's well deserved.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.